Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All right, friends, welcome to all of you out there. It is the end of the week, and on Political Coffee anyway, that means it's Freedom Friday, where I, as your benevolent dictator, your host of this program, Jeff Kropp, I give you the freedom to call and talk about anything political you want to talk about. And I give you more time to do that than normal, because that's what Freedom Friday is about. It's not what I have on my plate. It's about what you want to talk about. 503-589-1220. I have one line open. We'll get to George, and then we'll get to our private caller, who I think is probably going to address Kathy's call, is my guess. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Can the establishment reclaim the Republican Party from Trump? Well, I think that depends. Depends on what Trump does going forward. Let me tell you what Newsmax is reporting. They just had Alan Dershowitz on, and they are going... It was all about how Mitch McConnell is saying, well, we're not going to hold a trial for Donald Trump while he's still in office. Hinting that he might hold a trial, or they might hold a trial for him after he's out of office. Now, McConnell's not going to be in charge. Schumer is. Do you suppose McConnell's doing a little negotiating with Trump to get Trump to pull back from going after these 10 Republicans in the House that voted for impeachment? Nah, that would never happen, would it? That, I think, is the key to Trump keeping the Republican Party firmly in his camp and him running for president again in 2024. In fact, there's a liberal Ipsos poll who says the Republican voters in massive numbers side with Trump over establishment Republicans. That will only go, and I tell you what, if you want to halt the mass exodus that is occurring right now in the Republican Party, people leaving the party because of what these 10 Republicans did, what McConnell's doing, what Pence did, if you want to halt that, to stop that, Mr. President, you had better immediately go after these 10 Republicans individually in their districts, find quality candidates to run against them in the primary, and then hold rallies in their districts and ask people like me and you for $5 and $10 donations. If millions and millions of Trump supporters gave $5 and $10 apiece, there would be far more money than is needed to get rid of these 10 Republicans in their congressional districts. That keeps Trump front and center, keeps the party on his side, and it keeps us fighting for freedom. We need some of that success. And this is what you do. This is what you do when you are betrayed, when the cause of liberty, when you personally are betrayed by these deep state establishment Republicans led by Liz Cheney, who, by the way, is not going to be punished by Kevin McCarthy, the House Republican leader. What does that tell you about McCarthy? You can't let this kind of thing stand. Should never let it stand. Anyway, it's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. I will start with George. George, good morning. What do you have to say today?
I think they demoted the wrong guy. They should have gotten rid of Mitch McConnell and Biden. I mean, they're the ones that let all the illegal aliens come in, and they're all voting, and it's just treasonous what these people have done. Yeah, that's about all I can say. What do you think?
Well, I mean, here's the reality is you've articulated it just just very well. The wrong people here are making the wrong decisions. There's an interesting story about this in the Federalist, and it's from a day or two ago, and it is McConnell's impeachment blunder. Mitch McConnell make a terrible mistake Tuesday night when he released word that he was in favor of impeaching Donald Trump, because he sealed his own fate. And frankly, he is responsible for people that Georgia came to the Republican Party for the first time ever. Why? Because of Donald Trump. Because the Republican Party was the only party and Trump talking about freedom and about liberty. And then these people go against him. And frankly, the only person who can stop this slide, and I'm not that big a party guy, I'm just going to be honest with you, all of you out there. I'm a conservative first. I'm a Christian conservative first, before I'm a Republican. But the Republican Party is the only platform we have legitimately and frankly, realistically, at changing America, preserving America, our republic. And if we don't take over the party, and I mean get rid of the Mitch McConnells, get rid of the Liz Cheneys and the Kevin McCarthys, if we don't do that, this country's lost, because they will go right back to the same old swampy thing where they become multimillionaires and everybody gets a cut of the action in the swamp. It's all about money and power. It's not about freedom. And they will sell our freedom down the river so fast. Great point, George. Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll go to our private caller. Private caller, is this who I think it is?
Oh, possibly.
Yeah, it could be. Are you calling because of what Karen said? Or excuse me, what Kathy said. I'm sorry, Kathy.
Yeah, I am, actually. But okay. I want her to know that was in no way aimed personally at her at all. I was using her name because so that the other listeners would know what subject matter I was addressing, because she had talked about giving up Amazon, and I've lived my life with minimal technology in my personal life, so much so that even when my son built me a computer from scratch and blessed me with it as a gift in 2006, I didn't even turn it on until 2 years later. I've resisted technology with every fiber in my being, and consequently, I've avoided going through all these withdrawals that everyone is experiencing now. And like I've always said, how do you stop a monster of any kind? You stop feeding it. It's quite simple.
Yeah, no, I can't argue with that. I mean, that's the exact thing that I intend to do here. You know what I'm even considering? I'm even considering getting rid of smartphones entirely and just going
good
to a low-tech flip phone. I am.
That's what I've got. That's the only thing I've had. That's why I said yesterday I ran entire hospitals with nothing but an answering machine when everybody else had a some kind of a smartphone. I told him, I said, look, when the day comes when I'm not doing my job the way you think it should be done, then we'll talk about it. That day never came because I did my job.
Oh, yeah. Well, fair enough. Thank you, caller.
It worked.
Have a marvelous weekend. Yeah, it does work.
You too.
I appreciate it. In a moment, we'll move on to Freddie here. But here's the reality, friends, is that if I could be assured that various platforms that I'm communicating on are truly secure, number one, and that a cell phone that I have, that there's nothing on it that is listening to my conversations, because Facebook does that, folks. Amazon does that. These apps that are, and a bunch of other ones, even though they may not be open on your phone, even though you may have the phone turned off, it's still listening. I'm not kidding. Same thing with your Alexa in your home. I will never allow one of those things in my home. Right now, I have a TCL TV that's on. This thing is listening to me, and I know it is. It's hooked to the internet. This, friends, is, we have got to be very careful about this, and this is why I got that one email from, I forget who it was, asking me, how do we turn all this stuff off? I don't know yet, but I'm going to find out. And I'm going to take every step that I can to keep my information private. My prediction to you is, again, Trump can drive this bus for all of this stuff, for liberty, by Trump deciding, yeah, let's get behind these platforms, and we the people invest in them. And then we make sure that the CIA and the NSA doesn't get the back doors into them, because they have back doors into every one of these platforms. And it's unconstitutional, folks. Let's go to Freddie. Freddie, good morning. What do you have to say today, brother?
Good morning, Jeff. I had a discussion the other day with a university professor who was talking about the 10 Republicans who were voting against Trump on this impeachment, or voting for Trump on this impeachment. And I told him, I said, you're not authorized. He called them rhinos. I mean, he didn't call them rhinos. He called them true Republicans. And I said, no, they're rhinos. And I said, by the way, you can't call them true Republicans. You're not allowed to do that. I'm not going to let you do that. Well, there was a lawyer that was there and said, you know, you can't stop him from saying that because it's freedom of speech. And I said, wait a minute. How long has the universities been shutting down Republican speakers and not letting them speak in the university? So we're not going to allow you to do that, too. We're just going to do exactly what you're doing to us, and we're going to come back at you and do it to you. You don't like it, do you? And the lawyer said, no, we don't like it at all. I said, then stop it. Stop it across this nation and let people have freedom of speech. This is what's wrong with this country right now. We're going to fight back. So get used to it. Anyway, that was my conversation.
Good for you. I mean, these are the kinds of conversations that are long overdue, don't you think, Fred?
Absolutely. Not putting up with this crap anymore. You're not going to do that to America. You know, I'm a patriot. You know, I served this country like a lot of people have. And we're not going to allow you to do that. I have two sons that deserve an America like I grew up in. And as long as I'm breathing right now, I'm going to fight back. I'm not going to put up with it. I'm just not going to do that.
And nor should you. Nor should any of us.
No.
It's time to fight.
These young people have a right to have the America that everybody has fought for since 1776. So we're going to continue to do that.
That's right. We're not going to let it go. Thanks, Freddie. Great comments. It's Freedom Friday. Back in a moment with Tim. 7:20.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about anything politically you want to talk about today. You've got something you want to get off your chest? It's easy. You just pick up the phone, 503-589-1220. That's the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Well, this segment of the show is brought to you by Bill Sunderland, SunderlandAgency.com. That's his website. He's a country financial guy. He's got a great team of people. And they offer all kinds of insurance, but they also offer financial portfolio advice. They're full service. Country Financial, Bill Sunderland. You know, maybe you need to just think about, do I have enough insurance? I mean, I think about that occasionally, even at my age. Do I have enough insurance? What happens if I don't? You know, like I said, we just had that big windstorm, right? Well, trees blew over, some houses got hurt. Power still hasn't been restored to some places around Marion County, although I think it's really close. You never know when you're going to need insurance. Why don't you check out Bill Sunderland, Country Financial, SunderlandAgency.com, and that is 503-885-0789. We'll go to the phones to Tim, and then we'll go to another new caller. Tim, good morning. Your thoughts?
Ranch, so I'm looking forward to that. Remember when we talked once about Trump? Can we talk about issues without using the name Trump? I would have been in favor for Trump not winning and having Biden win, because Biden represented issues. Trump can go out and stomp and bring tons of people. If he would have went out and spoke and got the groups together and not use names, do not talk about Biden, but about issues, he could have taken on those issues as the Democrats brought him up, and he would have been successful. Trump lost not because of the conservatives. Trump lost because he used his name all the time. So don't assume that because Trump lost, the conservatives lost.
Wait. You're saying that Trump lost the presidential election?
Yes.
He didn't lose the election, Tim. That was stolen from him. He got 12 million more votes than 14 right. years ago. You do the math. It is impossible that Joe Biden got 81 million
votes. I know
votes.
That. I'm talking about just what the public sees. I know that.
Well, I don't think your analysis is correct. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to push back here. I don't think it's correct, because he wouldn't have gotten 75 million votes if what you're saying is true.
I agree with you. I think the public thinks Biden won.
Well, that's all they're hearing from the mainstream news media.
Yes.
So would you agree with me the country is deeply divided?
Yes.
What do you think can happen to heal it? Is it possible to heal it?
I do.
How?
I think it's easy to do.
Okay.
Don't make it Trump. Go after voters' rights. Go after what caused him to lose. Talk about what Biden does. Don't talk about Biden and don't talk about Trump. Talk about the issues. So you can take over the Congress in 2 years and it'll be about issues. People are more inclined to be for or against issues, not individuals. If Trump was out there speaking...
Yes and no. Yes and no, Tim. I don't know how we divorce, in all seriousness, Trump from the issues. I mean, Trump was just a dominant force in because of his personality. I know what you're saying, and I'm not going to disagree with it, because it's the issues of liberty that matter. And we keep saying this election wasn't about Trump. This election is about liberty and the preservation of it.
Correct.
This great city, this nation that we call the city, you know, shining on the hill. Well, you're right. But it's going to be really hard for Trump to do that. Could he have gotten even more votes if he had? Probably. But he's an imperfect man who became our president, I think, by just the hand of God. Tim, thanks. I appreciate your second thought there. Let's go to a new caller. New caller, how are you? What's your name, and what do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
Good morning. Enjoy your show. I've listened to it for quite some time.
Thank you. And your name?
My name is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Thank you. I appreciate it. What's on your mind?
Well, I have three things. They're kind of strung together. I'm one of the few people that ran around in my little car in Salem with a Trump Pence sign on it. And it wasn't so much the negative reactions that bothered me. It was the people that snuck up to me and whispered to me that they really appreciated the sign on my car. I got a discount once at a gas station for having the sign on. I had people come up and ask if they could take a picture with the sign. And it really made up for the people who even stopped me in my church parking lot to cuss me out or to yell at my husband or my kids when they were using my car. But I wanted to connect this to what is really happening, because usually in our society as it stands now, what's in the news is not really the news. In my opinion, all the attention that we were paying to the Mueller investigation and the impeachment, all the time that time was being spent trying to figure that out and why that was happening to Trump, the other side was busy setting up this whole apparatus, whether you believe it came from China or just our local corrupt officials, to rig the election and to put ballots in there or not count ballots or to change the voting system. And so basically what I am thinking right now is, what is really going on? What is really happening? And this other stuff seems like just so much sand thrown in our face. This morning, I don't know if you are familiar with Candace Owens, but she, if you want to listen to her latest video, it talks about how she gave her testimony of how she was denied treatment for her asthma, and she almost died because of COVID restrictions. You might want to check it out.
Thank you, and appreciate you calling and listening. I'll address that, I think, a little bit as we come back at 7:30.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, friends. It is Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything political you want to talk about. I wanted to address what she said, because I think it's important. While all of these things were going on, the Mueller report, all of this smoke and mirrors, I mean, there's a story on the Liberty Daily right now that is part of that. Impeachment witness Fiona Hill, remember her, the professor? Well, apparently, according to these, John Solomon is reporting that all of these declassified documents that are supposedly being dumped here today that the president has released connects Christopher Steele, the British spy who created the completely fake dossier. She connected Christopher Steele to the so-called dossier source. And then she testifies against him, Trump, in his impeachment trial. Can you see how that's a little bit wrong, maybe? Yeah. She was in on it. That's the deep state, folks. While all of that was going on, this is the caller's point. What isn't being done for us? I mean, she's started to talk about, you know, people in the COVID vaccination thing. You know, Kate Brown's going to have a press conference about that today because, as usual, Kate is incompetent. She is. She's a great politician, but she's an absolute incompetent leader of people. And she hires people that are incompetent like her. And we're 48th or 49th in terms of being able to use what vaccination resources that we had to get people vaccinated. I personally am not going to take the vaccine just for a lot of reasons, but some people want to, and they should be allowed to do it. We should not be focusing on all of this other garbage because it takes all the energy. It sucks up all the energy in the room. And it does two things. Because it sucks up all the energy and the thought. You see, when this is what the press is talking about in Twitter and Facebook and your social media profile. If this is what they're talking about, people become intimidated. And the brain is not focusing on things they ought to be focusing on. Now, you know this because you've done it yourself. You've let yourself be distracted. Heck, I have. And it's hard to focus on other things that are actually really, really important for you to focus on that have massive downstream impacts. So while you're being distracted by this shiny object of impeachment or election or whatever, what else is going on that isn't known, is being hidden? That's the first thing. And the second thing is, what isn't getting done? For us, the people. Now, some would say, yeah, it's maybe better that nothing gets done. You know, the legislature is delayed their opening because they're worried about mass unrest. You know, we see pictures of National Guard everywhere. And I made my statement yesterday about my state representative, who's a National Guardsman, saying, no, we can't use National Guard to stop the riots in downtown Portland because they're not trained for it. But boy, when my life is threatened at the Capitol, we can use the National Guard. What a hypocrite. I'm sorry. I'm just going to call it like it is. Well, we're focusing all of, and this stuff matters. I'm not saying it doesn't. But what else isn't getting done, or what is being hidden? Because we're thinking and concentrating on all of these other things. While we were concentrating on impeachment and all these other things, guess what was going on? And this is why the callers got it so right. You know what was going on? Lawsuits by Democrats and settlement agreements that weren't getting any play in the news or any attention from anywhere that we could draw attention to it and try to do something about it in these battleground states. Agreements that were unconstitutional regarding those states' constitutions. Why? Because they changed election law, and only the legislature can do that. And it wasn't done. That all happened while we were being distracted by impeachment. Now, impeachment was a battle we had to fight. I'm not saying it wasn't, but I'm just telling you, the caller's sense of this is right on the money. And I just got a text message from my friend, Representative Mark Fincham. He's saying he's being accused by the left of high treason, and they're demanding a federal investigation into his actions on January 6th. Good grief. He's the state representative from Arizona. I had him on the show. He's the one who led the hearing with Rudy Giuliani down there to expose the voter fraud. These people come after us, folks. And they're not going to stop. We go after them. We have to. We have to stand up for what's right, for what's honorable, for what truth is. And if truth is that Trump lost votes, looking at the hard county data in Pennsylvania and Georgia, literally lost votes, we cannot let that go. We have to use it to help other people who think, yeah, Trump lost. Just, you know, just go away, will you? Really? Did he? How do you lose votes? Do you want to get a conversation started with somebody that might be persuadable? That's one of the ways you would do it. How do you lose votes? How does that happen? Can anybody explain that? Because so far, the secretaries of state of Pennsylvania or Georgia have not done that. If they have, I haven't seen it. How do you lose votes? Pennsylvania, 432,000 votes at least lost. 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Back to the phones. We'll start with Art again, and then we'll move to Rosemary. It's Freedom Friday. Art, it's your second shot.
Hey, Jeff. You mean government isn't open and transparent? And they screw up? And then they won't admit they screw up and correct the errors? I mean, just like the Republicans are doing in these states, they allowed inappropriate, illegal things to happen, and they won't admit that they didn't do their job or make excuses. And you know, that's why we're in this big dang mess. Not that the Democrats didn't, you know, go behind closed doors and file lawsuits and stuff and then, you know, cut deals to create this hell of a mess that we have. And Trump did win. I'll never be convinced that he didn't. But what I wanted to call about, my second bite at the apple on Freedom Friday, and that is, Jeff, I am really concerned about the CCP and the influence they have in our country and in the state of Oregon. And, you know, I remember you mentioning, of course, the cable system that Kate Brown allowed to come from China, the internet cables. And you had talked about somebody was doing something about it, and then it just died. I haven't heard any more about it, but we need to be really, really concerned about the CCP and the influence they have in our country and in the state of Oregon, because they want to control us, they want to destroy us, and they want a one world order with them at the top of the chain. And we can't lose sight of that because it's happening. I mean, Bezos and they're all in, you know, they're all together on this, and it's all about money and power. And it needs to be exposed without a doubt. And so have you heard any more about
true. So no, I haven't heard any more. And frankly, there needs to be a deep dive into donations to Kate Brown from people that are connected to the CCP. Now that we know more about how deep the tentacles of the Communist Chinese Party run in giving money and buying politicians, we need to find that out, because you know what? Kate Brown's not going away, folks. Don't think for 1 minute she is. And the fact that she keeps approving the landing of these undersea cable sites on the South Oregon coast is very suspicious. Rosemary, hang on. We'll be back. It is 7:48.
Great weekend, Jeff.
You too. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220.
That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, friends, we are back. Great to have you with us. In a moment, I'm going to go to Rosemary, and then to Rebecca. Listen to this, folks. This will blow your mind. The Daily Caller has a story about a man who had $300 million in Bitcoin on his computer hard drive. And he accidentally threw it out. It is in the city landfill. $300 million. He's offering the city 25% of it if they let him dig through the landfill and find it. Crazy. $300 million. This is actually a story out of England. $300 million. Oh, boy. That's not political at all, but that just blows your mind, doesn't it? All right, to the phones, to Rosemary. Rosemary, thanks for calling today. What's on your mind on Freedom Friday?
Good morning. I've been listening to you over the weeks, and we've said the election was in the hands of God, and it's still in the hand of God. That has not changed.
Yes.
And as Jesus prayed in the model prayer, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And I'd like to just share a Proverbs 6:16-19 that describes the Democrat Party. "These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that are swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren." And that just shows me, because God's word is his will, and he says that Psalms 138:2, "For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name." And Psalm 119:89 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." And in John 17:17, Jesus prayed, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." And my prayer has been 1 John 5:14-15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we shall have the petition that we have desired of him. And I just believe that this is not over. God is in control, and I just believe that he is going to show himself. Donald Trump was reelected as president. There was so much evidence we saw, and I'm just trusting that we will just stick with God and not worry about, well, all the winds of our society are blowing against, saying, "Oh, no, just get over it, forget it." I'm not going to forget it. I'm going to cling to God, because I know that he is the authority above all authority.
Amen.
That's all I have to say.
I can't add anything to that, because that's, you know, if we are people of faith and we believe in those principles of God's word and who he is, and we have to hold fast to it. We have to believe that God's in control of here. This is, for whatever reasons, he wants this to happen. Now, I tend to think that there's going to be a lot of really good things that come out of all of this, in addition to the bad. And I think it's good for faith, and I think it's good for the body of Christ. Again, I don't care whether you're evangelical or you're Catholic. It doesn't matter. We're the body of Christ. And I think a lot of good things are going to come out of this. God's word is true. And what you've just said,
amen,
not a word of it I can argue with, and nor would I try. Thank you, Rosemary. Well said. Before we go to Rebecca, Ed writes me an email about trying to register for the Freedom Celebration. And it says it goes into an endless loop asking for the same information. Phil, if you can check that out, please do that. And what was the Liberty organization you mentioned in the first segment of the show? I think I was talking about the emergency event this Sunday It's an online seminar, How to Survive the Big Tech Purge. And this is Legal Insurrection. Just go to your search engine and search for legalinsurrection.com. You can register for this thing. It's going to be this Sunday to be 4 o'clock West Coast time. To Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. Your thoughts on Freedom Friday.
Well, I came to Portland yesterday, and I can't get the radio station 1220 here in Portland. So I've only just gotten this short little time while I've waited on the phone with you. But yesterday I encountered young people in the store who were mocking me for wearing my Trump hat and my Trump mask, and were saying, get over it, and stuff like that. So it was wonderful to be able to share with them that Trump won the election. And secondly, I am so glad I called in right when I got to hear Rosemary's talk. That blessed me so much to hear her speak. But the reason I called is because I need to find out, I wanted to try to attend the hearing today. I want to come back to Salem in time. And I don't know if there's been any changes. I don't know where to go.
So it is the hearing for Megan Marie Stevens. It is at 11 a.m. at the main courthouse downtown, hearing room 2A as an alpha. Now, a couple of things. We're not going to need to testify because they've reached a plea agreement, and apparently it's pretty favorable for her, from what I understand. There is limited capacity. We can be outside the courtroom. We don't know if Judge Hart, and this is the largest courtroom in the complex, we don't know if Judge Hart is going to let us supporters in there. It depends on a number of things. They may even at the last minute move the hearing to another courtroom, because this is my understanding that if there are other court cases where victims, where there's a sentencing going on and victims are able to come and be at a sentencing, Oregon law says they get first priority, and they should. So because this may happen, you never know. It just depends on the day, okay? We may get switched to another courtroom where there is less room. I don't know if Judge Hart's going to let anybody in there. It's okay either way. We just want I'm going to try to show up around 10:30-ish or so. Megan will be there with her lawyer, and we just want to offer her moral support. And so that's the best I can tell you right now, Becky.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
You too. All right, friends. Apparently, the website registration is at KSLM.news for the Freedom Celebration is not working correctly. We're going to get on to it immediately. Thank you. For those of you who are trying to register, just hang tight. We'll get it fixed. And please try again. One more hour to go. It's 7:59. Back in a moment with more Political Coffee on Freedom Friday.